Yeah, time to look at what's going on in the Mount Alexander Shire. Their CEO, Darren Fuzzard, joins us as per usual on a Tuesday. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
Very well. I tell you what, there's a lot to get through this morning, so let's bang on. So, small business bus hits the road. Has this one got a name? It's not Peggy, is it?
No, we haven't named this one. We don't own this one, Robbo.
Oh, okay.
This one is owned by Business Victoria, but yeah, we certainly want to promote that it's in our shire for the next couple of days. So it is owned by Business Victoria. It's going to be in Castlemaine and Maldon, offering free and specialist advice to businesses in any of our towns, but via Castlemaine and Maldon. So it's coming into town in Castlemaine today at 10 a.m. It'll be here all day. Be parked outside the Market Building in Mostyn Street, and then tomorrow it'll be outside the Kangaroo Hotel in Maldon between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Really great opportunity, Robbo, for people to get specialist business advice from experts who can help with clarifying where people think their business is going, talk through any of the things that are on their minds about how they get there, and then help them decide on what it is that they want to do. So a great offer from Business Victoria. We thank them for coming into the Shire. It's a free service, Robbo, but it does get pretty popular. So they do encourage people to book online beforehand. They're 45-minute sessions. So if you go to the Business Victoria website, you can follow the link through to that business support bus and book your session for the next day in Castlemaine or in Maldon tomorrow.
Now, save the date also for the Castlemaine Emergency Response Expo. When's this on?
Yeah, so it's a little way away, Robbo. It's Saturday the 8th of October, but it's a fantastic expo. We've got lots of volunteers who help people through a variety of crises, and every year our Castlemaine CFA host an emergency response expo, which really helps everyone have a chance to see what happens in emergencies, who does the work and how they go about doing it, also to learn a bit more as well. So the expo is a free community event. You can have a look at the trucks and the equipment. You can talk to the people, as I say, who will be responding. You can find out a bit more about how to prepare your property for flooding or storms and fires. And also a really important one from their point of view is if you want to become a volunteer to help out as well, then you can talk to them about that. So again, Saturday the 8th of October, a little way away, Robbo. It's on the Western Reserve in Castlemaine. But if people want to start thinking about getting ready for next year and what else do they need to know, now's a good time to start in the lead up to that Saturday the 8th of October expo, and also have a think about what role might they be able to play to support other people in the community. People want to have a look, Robbo, cfa.vic.gov.au has got lots more information about that and how to prepare for emergencies generally.
The October? Geez, may as well circle December 25th too, folks. That's Christmas, just saying. You know, your birthday, Darren's birthday for next year.
Yes, well, that should be in everybody's diary, Robbo.
Oh, yes, of course. Councils plan to reduce roadside bushfires.
Yeah, so we've been working on some reports to look at bushfire risk in five of our towns, Robbo. That's Tewton, Fryerstown, Elphinstone, Tarradale and Barkers Creek, which are all pretty high-risk areas and have got large areas of grass and farmland around them. So the aim of this report is to help people assess the bushfire risk for themselves, their property and the environment that comes from the roadsides as well, and then to help us put preventative actions in place. So we'd really like to get some feedback from the community into those plans, Robert. A lot of people know a lot about the environment that they've had around them for many years, and it's really valuable information for getting these plans right. So we've got two information sessions where the community can have a look at the reports, ask any questions, and also share their knowledge with us, which we'd really appreciate. Yep. First one is at the Tewton Fire Station. That's on Saturday the 25th of June from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the second one is at the Tarradale Fire Station on Saturday the 9th of July from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So love to have people come along and have a chat.
All right. Now, two other quick things. Time's pressing. But council meeting tonight, important one, the budget's being adopted.
It is, Robbo. Yeah, well, we certainly hope so. It does help things go around when we've got a budget. So the councils will be considering the draft budget tonight. They put a lot of work into it, as have the staff, as happens every year. Some highlights, Robbo, $12.6 million going into new and ongoing capital works to upgrade footpaths and roads, improve our recreation facilities, construct flood levees, a lot of money in there for that, and improving streetscapes. We've got those levees, Robbo, in both Castlemaine and Campbell's Creek. We'll be getting work done on the ground in the coming year in those places, which I know people will be really pleased to hear. Got lots of upgrades and improvements to our pools and also our rec reserves. We've got some plans for construction of some new facilities out in Maldon, as well as netball courts at Campbell's Creek, and improving floodlights in Harcourt, and doing some work in Castlemaine Skate Park even. So Okay. There's lots in there. There's plenty of other things on the agenda as well, Rob. I won't go through them, but people want to watch that meeting, they can either come down to the council offices at 6:30, or you can watch it live on YouTube. Just search up Mount Alexander Shire Council, as always.
All righty. We'll have to leave it there. We'll just mention in passing that the winter exhibition now on the Market Building. You can find out details on the council website, I'm sure. Darren Fuzzard, as always, great to chat. Have a terrific week, and I'm off next week, so Mark Johnson will talk to you next week, and I'll be back the week after.
I will look forward to being treated with respect and dignity for that whole weekend, Robbo, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Hey, Dazza, don't get used to it, okay? Just saying. All the best, mate. Darren Fuzzard, the CEO of Mount Alexander Shire.